USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, speaking in a Thursday morning media briefing, said first responders had descended on the southwest Florida area following Hurricane Ian's departure to the northeast section of the state. Some local officials are warning hundreds of lives may have been lost during the storm. Rescuers are requesting, if you need help, call 911 with GPS coordinates since streets are underwater and can't be seen. Governor Ron DeSantis.
So as soon as that storm passed, in the very wee hours of the morning, first responders from the local, state, and federal level descended on southwest Florida. The Coast Guard has been performing rescue missions on the barrier islands consistently since the wee hours of the morning.
Ginny Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, will sit for a deposition this week. The mostly partisan January 6th committee announced Wednesday. Chevron Corporation has sold its current headquarters in California as it continues to relocate employees to Texas. The second largest U.S. oil company closed the sale Wednesday of its Chevron Park campus in San Ramon, California, to Sunset Development Company. Chevron will scale down operations in a smaller office building in California. President Biden this week, while speaking at the White House Conference on Nutrition, Hunger, and Health, asked the audience, where is Representative Jackie Walorski? The Indiana Republican congresswoman was killed in an automobile accident in August. The undefeated Dolphins will be at the Bengals for tonight's Thursday night football game. Rapper Coolio reportedly died of a heart attack at a friend's home in Los Angeles, California on Wednesday. He was 59 years old. We are USA Radio News.
Stress. It never seems to end when you owe money to the IRS. What about the years of unfiled tax returns? Have you tried another tax service and gotten nowhere? Then you need Tax Alliance. Why? Years of being A-plus rated with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints sets them apart. Call 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097. Don't wait until the IRS attacks your wages, bank account, your home or pension, and even your Social Security check. Tax Alliance specializes in IRS tax relief programs, including the Fresh Start Initiative, which can finally free yourself from IRS debt. Their tax professionals can file returns, fight the IRS to substantially lower your IRS debt, or possibly even have it forgiven. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
A NASA astronaut is making a giant leap for diversity. Nicole Mann will become the first Native American woman to fly in space when SpaceX Crew 5 mission for NASA launches from Kennedy Space Center in Florida. That liftoff is currently scheduled for October 4th. Journalist Katie Couric is going through a tough time right now. Tony Maruso has more.
In a recent personal essay on her website, Katie Couric says she was diagnosed with breast cancer in June on her 8th wedding anniversary. A 65-year-old journalist reveals she has since had surgery to remove a tumor along with radiation treatments, and with her final round of radiation coming on Tuesday. She says she's feeling fine, and one of the points of the post is to remind people to get regular mammograms. She was 6 months late on hers because of the pandemic. She says more women need more access to screenings that could save their lives. From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Russian President Vladimir Putin will hold a signing ceremony Friday to formally annex four Moscow-occupied areas of Ukraine, the Kremlin said Thursday, following staged referendums in the region that were widely condemned by Western governments as a sham. The problem with this is Putin could now say that any attack on the areas are an attack on Russia itself. NATO responded to the Nord Stream pipeline sabotage, saying any deliberate attack against allies' critical infrastructure would be met with a united and determined response. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.